So having a small dilemmas.
Okay.
Because it means I'm going to have to take it off.
Hey, I know we said we ended the podcast, but then we got Bio, otherwise known as Nick Gam Gam or Barkley, depending on what you've seen in the streams, turn up, and he's hilarious. So we've gone for a little bit longer. So
that bleeding dog is so funny.
Thank you.
I love him. He's great.
But yeah, so
do you know how he'd be better?
Hmm?
On a skateboard.
We're not allowed.
You float. Yeah, I know. Nope. That was
nope.
The point.
They float like 10 feet in the air. Brian tried to fix it, it didn't work.
Bro, it'd still be better.
Yeah, I was like, we need to get you a skateboard, and it's just like, no, fuck. And it's like, can't have skateboard.
I know.
Barkley can't have a skateboard?
Barkley floats above the skateboard.
Yeah, no, Barkley hovers about 5 feet above.
I mean,
yeah, Barkley's head goes where your normal head would be, so yeah.
Can we not just have it that, like, in Stardust that you can have one, but hey, you RP the fact that he's actually on the fucking board.
Yeah.
Right, you'd think that, but... Yeah.
So
yeah,
I was
that's too much effort.
Yeah.
How dare we roleplay?
Oh, so... also after this, it is the try not to laugh in 30 minutes.
Oh, we can wrap it up before that, definitely. So anyway, yeah, fuck it. We'll talk about the RP stuff. So after the summoning stuff, you mentioned that the staff weren't too happy with us about all that.
Yeah, a lot of people mentioned that you know, just from general people, where, like, you know, one of them got fired from the EMS.
Yeah.
And then they, you know, they were told by a few of the admins they weren't, you know, this is supposed to be realistic role play, and we don't do that kind of stuff here, and, like, you know, that kind of bullshit.
Even though their tagline is role play for everyone.
Exactly.
Not gonna lie, role play, like, for me, like, I want to do witchy shit too, like. That happens in Stardust. I'm having a coven.
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing is with the crew of that is they're a lot more accepting of that sort of thing because it happens in real life.
Yeah.
The one thing that blew my fucking mind was the whole one job thing they're wanting to push on Insurgency.
I think
that I can understand. Honestly. Yeah,
but you can have more than one job in real life, so that's not realistic.
Yes, but the problem is. Most people don't play like you do, Laz, where they can hang out at one shop all day and have a great time. Most people go and do robberies in between just stopping in to make a burger.
Yeah, I mean, but that's the thing. I used to do that as well, where it's like I would go. I had three jobs in No Life. I was the gun guy. Yes. I was the mechanic guy, and I helped run the pizza place for a while. And I literally would be like, someone ring me and go, can you do this? Yeah, I'll be over there now. And I'd rush over to that place, clock in, go do it, and then go back and do the other thing I was doing. So it wasn't like I couldn't do it. And it's like, well, people can do that. It's just you're trying to force the 24/7 life thing that was called real life, the stuff that we're role-playing differently from. So it's like, yes, I can sit in the weed shop and earn $1,000 every 20 minutes, but to stream it is fucking boring, and I will tell people it's fucking boring.
Oh god, stream. No, I'm right there with you.
So, like, it's when have I made enough money to then go and do stuff that's not going to impact any issues I have with money? And it, then,
right.
And that's why I'm like, two jobs is good, because, like, you can be on call for both if you want to be out the shop. You don't have to be tied to that shop, but the way they're seeming to phrase it is that you would be tied to that job, you'd have to spend your time at that job.
Right.
And it's like, cool, I'm an NPC.
Basically, yes. And I get it, because a lot of what they're trying to do is get you to have somebody conveniently there is the biggest problem, because so many people, you know, as Barkley, I've gone to Hayes Auto and there's no workers there. People will pull in and drive off. They won't even, like, mention Barkley's there. They just take off because they're looking for that quick repair, and then off they go to, you know, rob a bank or go.
Or they're just looking for that hostage.
Yeah.
Or a hostage, yes.
I mean, that pisses
me off. So I get part of it, but at the same time, yeah, I'm right there with you. It's boring.
Yeah.
Believe me, I spent many an hour just sitting there at the goddamn hospital losing my mind.
I just don't like the idea that, like, as well, that people look for hostages, like the whole hostage situation thing the other day. That went fucking really south. That was really funny because I described the police completely the opposite way around. I thought Misery had the knife, she had the gun.
Oh, yeah, I noticed that, but I couldn't say anything. And I was like, oh, God.
And because I just was like, I'm ready to give up. And then she just pulled her gun out. And I'm like, oh, I guess we're doing this. Pull my gun out. Couldn't cancel the hands up emote in time. So she got downed by the stabby guy. I put two in his back and he ran away into the alleyway. And then I'm holding that alleyway because I'm like, has he got a gun? I don't know if he's got a gun. I didn't because the part of my dyspraxia is like stressful situations like that. I completely don't interpret it properly sometimes. And with that,
fair enough.
I was like, he's got a gun, hasn't he? He's got a gun. Because I thought how it went in my head when I was playing it back to the police was Misery pulled a knife and stabbed one. The other guy shot her down. And then I shot him and he ran into the alleyway. And then
yeah, it was the complete opposite.
Serg rushed.
Yep, and Barkley got a bite in.
Yeah.
But it wasn't when he went down the alleyway. It was before he downed her.
Oh, right.
Or right after, I think, because I think he stabbed her and then I bit him.
Yeah.
But I have to get really close as Barkley to attack things.
Oh, you can actually attack people.
Yes, but nice. I have to be like really close to them. Like it's not like regular character players where they can actually like, you know, swing at any time they want to.
Yeah, there's
Barkley physically needs something in front of him to attack, and it has to be within like 2-3 feet.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that was a thing. I thought you RP'd that, so.
No, I actually bit him.
Oh, nice.
It actually does a lot of damage. Oh. We found that out the one day. If you don't have armor, it can down you in one hit.
Oh, so you definitely had armor.
I think that
is why when whoever was playing that one dog, Little Jaws, like.
Oh, I don't know him.
Oh, the Rotty.
Oh, yeah. Mm,
okay,
he's,
yeah.
He's It's one of them. I haven't seen Little Jaws in a while, but he kept trying to assert his dominance, so I kicked him and just like, no, this is not going to happen. And then he did that type of attack to the point where I couldn't move, and I was hospitalized. I had to go to the hospital. I'm like, what the heck was that?
Yeah.
Like, wild. Still thinks he's the tough shit, but guess what? See him again, I'm going to beat him up. You ain't the alpha.
But like that all came from Misery was just like, nah, fuck this. I'm not having that happen to you guys again, because we'd been back not even 10 minutes when they tried.
Right? Yeah, we hadn't even been there. It was like 5 minutes, if that.
Yeah. I took the whole clip of like us stood there to the police rounding everyone up and putting them away was 17 minutes.
Oh, yeah. No, they were there so fast.
Yeah. And it was like, literally, they must have been having a meeting or something. Shots fired. They were around the corner. Because the last guy was like, did you guys call the police? I was like, oh, hell no. They just turned up.
Yeah, right.
But
they didn't have time for that.
Yeah. But I talked over with Misery's character. She was all right with the fact that my inaction was like so how it was. But I said, well, Lost doesn't really like getting in fights. But he pulled his gun and then had to kind of follow through because you'd started. But by that time, things had gone a bit south, so it's like, fuck it, I'm going to have to defend myself, because what's to say he's not going to just turn around and shoot me afterwards or stab me because you shot.
Exactly.
But the police literally took the report and just fucked off and left it, and it was like, cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were looking, one of them came back looking for the gun, and I'm like, oh, I don't know, it said he went in that alleyway.
Yeah, I'm surprised, yeah.
And then they're like, oh, where did the car go? And it's like, well, one of you lot impounded it. So now I think that was a local impound. It's like, no. I watched a clip back. Two officers were stood around it and they just disappeared. So
they did.
So they impounded it.
Yeah, I don't know where he stashed his gun then. Because, he went down the alleyway.
I don't think he had
a gun.
And
then hopped the fence.
I think he had a knife.
Or he had a knife. Yeah, he had a knife.
So Misery had the gun.
The other guy had a gun. Yeah.
Yeah. And Misery had a gun.
But she downed him first. Yeah.
But it was just funny because it's like, I didn't think Misery shot. I thought she had the knife. So they never searched her for a gun. Because otherwise, all the bullet casings would have come back to her. And I don't know if she's legally allowed a gun or not. So
I don't know.
My fuck up kind of saved her from getting in shit if she doesn't have a gun license.
Yeah. But you'd be amazed how often that happens in real life. Like, that is a really big thing for cops.
Yeah.
Is that everybody has a different view of what happened in the situation because they're not trained to handle that.
Yeah, and that was the thing. It's like, that just blew my mind. So afterwards, I'm physically shaking in my seat because I'm like, my brain couldn't... like, it just went so crazy all at once. And I don't fucking really know what the hell happened. So when I play PUBG and stuff like that, and my body is in that mode to do it, whereas I'm RPing as just a civilian, and the next thing I'm in a gunfight. It's just, I didn't expect it threw me off. So my report to them was off, but not because I was lying to them, it's because that's what I believed happened
at the time. Oh yeah, no, 100%. The number of people that go into like court and stuff, and they'll have a lie detector, and then it will be like, no, this is what they believe happened.
Yeah.
The lie detector never goes off. But three or four people can tell different stories and they're all telling the truth.
Mm-hmm. What was it? So somebody had just sent me to a different RP server. He's just like, oh, go check it out. I'm like, all right, cool. The rules are a little bit all over the place. But the amount of tickets you would have to put in for each specific role play is crazy.
Really?
Yes.
Can I just point out, there is no rule in the RP stuff for no occult stuff. So, unless they want to change those rules.
So the reason they don't like it is because Ollie actually did something similar. And it was him and Calamity, and they were either trying to summon or they were trying to separate Ollie's personalities, and they didn't like it. So that's why that's there.
I mean, I'm going to say they can watch how we did it. I think it was very tasteful and very out the way and not causing issues. We did it deliberately out the way as well, so people didn't interfere with it.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that wanted to be there were there.
Right, exactly. Especially once the 5M broke and then nobody could get in.
It was a real fucker as well, because like, I wanted Jack to be there. I wanted to see how that dynamic worked between you and Sammy. But
it was gonna be great. I was so excited, and I literally saw her signing in, and I was directly after, and she got through, and I didn't.
Yeah.
That's why we were putting it off and putting it off and putting it off. And like, what are you doing, guys? Hang on. Just need to go with the plan one more time. Just one more time. It's just like trying
to... nobody could figure out what the hell was going on from it. And thank God we have Brian around who could be like, yeah, this is what's happening.
Mm. And then you said it was good, just go for it. We did the best we could with it.
Oh, yeah, no, you guys did a fantastic job. That's the whole point of roleplay. Like, yes, you can have scripted stuff, you can just go with the situation. It's okay.
But that's why I also said, like, you and Sammy and Holly needed to talk about what was going on. I've given you the end goal. You decide how difficult or easy that end goal is. Because I wanted it to be not.
I found it in the rules for serial killer and hitman RP. You need to get permission from the staff team.
Was that from IR?
No, it's not IR. It's the other server that somebody sent me to check out. But
is a lot of servers, though.
For a hitman, you have to put a ticket in it. And you have to explain your backstory. You have to explain who the hit was on. The person who has the hit has to agree to the hit. They also have to ensure like no rules are being broken. They need to know who did the hit. Everything, like every little detail, they need to know in order for you to be a hitman.
That's crazy. I mean, because
that's a little excessive, but I can understand it.
Yeah, I mean, you can think of so. A hit doesn't have to be always lethal.
Yeah. Also, in this server, if you were to want to plant a bomb, you need to get staff approval as well.
Oh, you can't be because they'll probably need to come as an admin and change up things.
Yeah. There isn't really a bomb as a thing, so they need to see that. You know. That you have taken the time to build said bomb with roleplay skill.
Yeah, it says any situation.
I got wish.com C4. Fuck it.
Right, exactly.
Any situation where a bomb is involved must also be discussed with staff in a ticket, also. Like, there's a lot of things.
I mean, I get
in here. It's just like, oh, you have to put a ticket in to ask for permission to do this. You need to ask permission to do this. And I'm like,
I think they're trying to be overly safe with how people RP. So you're not getting like people coming in as fucking terrorists with very profiling looks and stuff doing shit. I think that's how they're trying to negate that. Whereas if people started doing that in Stardust or something, it's common sense. You'd be like, guys, what the fuck are you doing? That's not the role play we have here. It's not in the rules, but it's common sense. You don't do that shit. And I think that's the thing. That's, like, some people are trying to throw rules over stuff that can be talked out in common sense. Just like common sense. If you think it's risky when you start doing it, then it's probably not right. And if you aren't sure, talk to an admin. Don't fucking make it so.
And like,
everything has to be an admin.
Higher up in their rules, it was talking about how, like, the stereotyping should not be a thing. Like, that can issue a ban. Like, any form of harassment, stuff like that. So then you get down more, and it's just like you have to ask, basically, in tickets, what roleplay you want to do. Is how I'm seeing it, through how they're wording it in their rules. And I'm
I can understand some of that stuff. So like with the Hitman stuff, that's to prevent it being just called out as, you know, RDM.
Yeah.
Because people will just scream that right away. And I've seen in a lot of older servers and stuff back in the day, people be like, just randomly killing people. They're like, oh, I'm a serial killer. But there's nothing, there's no role play to it. They would just come up to somebody, shoot them, rob them, and run. Yeah, and that was it. There's no actual role play.
You're not leaving any scene evidence or stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, so having, getting that permission to be like, look, I want to be a really creepy serial killer, and I want to like stalk somebody and learn their patterns and learn their ways because I hate, I don't know, brunettes or something, because a brunette ruined my life as a kid.
Yeah.
Something like that I could understand, but that would be something that you'd have to talk to the admin and then be like, hey, we're coming after so-and-so because there's a hit on your life because of, I don't know, some sort of gang affiliation or something. Somebody put a hit out on you. That I can understand, because then they know it's not going to be RDM. I don't think they're looking for, I'm hoping, all the details of like, this is the day it's going to happen. This is when, this is exactly the location we're going to do it at and all that stuff. If it was something like, hey, this hit is going out on you. Oh, okay. Yeah. I'll know that there's somebody coming to kill me because they've learned about this hit through, I don't know, some sketchy guy in an alleyway.
So, I'm not turning up that day. I'm on vacation. Ruins the whole thing.
Exactly. And
that's how, like, I feel like if you have to get permission for someone to agree to being having a hit on them, it's like, what if they say no? What if they like did something to this person and they're just like, okay, I'm gonna put a hit on you, and that person's just like, no, you're not. Because I said,
I think it should be more of not so much permission, but more of like, hey, just so you know, there's a hit out on you right now. Like, that's how it should be.
Yeah.
What you do with it after that is up to you. Like, you don't have to actually perma your character. You can continue it on. Like, the perma is always up to the player. It's never up to a group of people.
So I have always the conditions for the two main characters on Insurgency. And then Cedric Hardcastle is just a piss take character. I might kill him when I feel like it, but because he's a millionaire drunk. I'll tell you what the permit conditions is for fucking Harold. So you as Gam have to physically kill him to kill him. Any hitman or anyone else that comes after him, he'll survive. That's his permit conditions. Gam has to be the one that kills him, so she has the consequences afterwards.
Oh yeah,
but I never planned consequences.
Yeah,
Gam don't care, but she also doesn't plan on letting him actually die. Like, he was always meant to just be that character that you talk about, but never actually do anything.
Yeah, but I've got to change the voice up as well because it's killing me. I was doing like a more. I'm always bloody getting. Bloody ninjas come after me, and it's not great. I don't like it. She's driving me mad, sort of thing. I've got to try and lower the gruff off it, because the gruff is what kills me after a while. But yeah, his goal is he wants a divorce so he can move on with his new girlfriend, who the person who plays it doesn't turn up anymore in City after all the shit that's gone off recently. And
wait, who was it?
It was Bunny. Bunny was playing the girlfriend. And then yeah, they were just gonna fuck off again, and that would be it. But I know from watching your streams, Gam Gam doesn't want that. She thinks Harold is after her money. Harold's not. He doesn't give a fuck. He just wants to move on and leave and get on with his life with his new missus. And he wants to get married to her. But she doesn't see it that way.
Doesn't know that. She's crazy.
Yeah. And I don't think Harold can convince
her. Gam Gam's not even going to believe that. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just that.
Oh, 100% now.
Just that, like, back and forth with it. So it's just. It's just funny to have that. Like back and forth. Like I said, when I've got more time and effort to put into him, I'll put more in. But I might hold on till Stardust and then see what storylines we can do in there instead.
Oh yeah, no, that's fine.
Because
I don't plan on killing Gam Gam anytime soon.
No, but I really wanted to have the consequences of the summoning happen in Insurgency, but we're just gonna have to bring it over to Stardust instead.
Oh, don't worry, we're gonna add to it.
Yeah, like I said, if you guys want to just go with it, go with it. Because Holly's coming across as well. So we've got Holly. I think Munifa might even turn up on Stardust.
Nice.
I think I can talk to her and stuff and see if she wants to try it. But it's just so like, kind of disheartening that we did that little bit. It was really good. It was lots of drama, lots of emotion. It was really well thought out, really well done. Unfortunately, we didn't get all the players we wanted in. But it worked for what we needed to do.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if people understood really that the fact that people going, oh, the volume's too loud in the background for when Loz passes out. But it was a case of, I was wanting the Discord of both things going on at once.
Right.
So like Sammy and No Life Loz walking away and you can hear them talking, or, but like no one else can hear them because that's their little thing. And then Insurgency Loz and Holly and everyone else looking after him while he's passed out. I wanted that both to be going on simultaneously. I just can't fuck with the levels on the fly. Otherwise, I would have done. So it was a case of, I kind of like the idea that it was a little bit confusing live because you couldn't focus on one or the other. But when you watch it back, you can focus on one or the other and hear both sides. So, right.
And I think you did a great job with it, honestly.
It went really good.
Yeah, I mean, I cried like a fucker, and I know, Jazz, you said you
cried. I definitely cried.
Because it was one of those things, like, in character, Loz has a lot of emotion for Sammy. He really cares about her. And out of character, just having a good moment with Jazz and being able to throw some of our past, like, so many fucking years together being friends into like an RP situation as well helped, because it's like, I knew if I said certain things to Jazzy, they would then feel that as well and be able to use that. So it was that back and forth we had just to like throw each other off a bit and make ourselves a bit unstable. I liked it. Also, then when the fucking guys were driving me back, I also 100% undid my seatbelt. I thought if they hit something, I'm fucking out the window.
Yeah, I was kind of waiting for something to happen. I was like, somebody's gonna crash, something's gonna go wrong.
Yeah, because they were driving like madmen, and I'm like,
oh my god, I know.
Unhook seatbelt. Didn't say anything, but I really did enjoy that. I enjoyed the whole monologue I did at the lighthouse when Domo came as Chaos and fucking properly fucked me over with that. And annoyingly, I wish I'd turned my sounds down a bit more because I had trouble hearing him in game, but when I watched the stream back, for some reason the balance was different and you could hear him a lot clearer. And I was just like, huh. But I did my best, and I think my answers were there or thereabouts what needed to be said at the time. But I like the idea that sometimes with Loz, you get these really deep issues with him, and then either it gets resolved or it doesn't get resolved, or there's a stream ends. That's it. You're going to have to find out what happens next time he comes around.
Right. And that's how it should be. Like, so many people make these characters and then there's nothing to them. They're just, oh, I rob things.
Yeah.
Okay, where's the drama? Where's the, you know, where's the, oh, my grandmother died and, you know, like when Brian, with the grandfather, people thought his grandfather actually died. Like, they were so terrified. But that was all just role play, and it was fantastic, and I loved it.
Yeah, even and though like his grandfather did pass away, but he died years ago, and so he brought those emotions to the surface. It's just like, God damn.
So, also, Nick, sorry, before you carry on, people thought me and Jazz actually fell out when we stopped talking for that month in character.
Right.
They were asking if we'd fallen out. I'm like, no, we're fine. We had a good chat about where we were with it. Afterwards.
Oh yeah, no, I knew you two were actually fine. Just Gam was like, I don't like my babies fighting.
Yeah, well, it wasn't just you though that asked. It was like there were people asking. Is like, you guys
there
all right?
There was a lot of people.
And I'm like,
oh yeah,
yeah,
well,
we're
I'm
fine.
Sure.
We're fine.
And it's just because a lot of people can't separate character from self.
Yes. Oh yeah, no, that it's very hard for a lot of people to do that, and so many people get that win mentality that they have to win, so their character must win, and I'm like, no, it doesn't really matter. Like, this is where the fun stuff happens, is when shit hits the fan.
Well, we also hit a little bit of RP that Bella and Loz once didn't talk for an entire year. A month was nothing. That's why we just got back to normal again, because it was just like, it's nothing. Yeah. Sorry. Anyway, Jazz, you were going to say?
So, have you seen the stuff I've been putting in the diary?
I haven't gone through it because I saw it all popping up on my phone at like goddamn 3 a.m. waking me up.
I'm sorry.
Good lord. Yeah, every 5 seconds, ping, ping, ping.
So yeah, we started doing some more like lore for the backstory for Evangeline and Michael. Pretty soon we might be adding Dick into the mix, and then we also might be adding Laws. So if you want to know Evangeline before Stardust opens, we can also add you into that as well. But yesterday, like, I sent Tony, I'm like, here's the like letter that she sent to him, and he was at work, and when he gets home he said, this was heavy. Oh shit. I was like, oh my bad, I should have pretty much asked if you would have been okay with it. I can change it if you want. He's like, no, like, this is what good storytelling is. Like, yes, let's leave it. Let's roll with it. And I'm like, all right, cool. And so,
well,
it's
like, for Lars knowing Nick, he always knows Nick, sort of thing. I also, depending on if there's a time skip or not, because if it's technically no life, but 5 years later, because that was like one of the things I heard, that there was going to be a time skip. Like I said to Jazz, either Loz put all his money, time, and effort into Benny's, because if I get Benny's, that's what's going to happen, is like Loz made himself poor, sold all his vehicles just to keep Benny's running for 5 years.
Fair enough, yeah.
If there is no time skip, Loz disappeared, did the couple of months in Insurgency, came back, went looking for ways of getting Sammy back into the world of the living, and bumps into Jazz's new character. But how you and Holly and Lemon want to play it, I don't know. Because you played the whole, oh, well, I had so many clone hearts and Loz just came across. But I kind of retconned myself a little bit, because originally it was going to be that, oh, I just got put in the new body. And then I'm like, but what if then I'm like, No Life Laws was the back seat, not the front seat. And then when I got sick of having the I remember two different things arc in my head, then doing the split thing, and then the fact that Sammy got me hurt to the point where I started just remembering the No Life stuff and then went mental. And then having that come back, that what if now No Life Laws actually has more of a say in and do in control over Insurgency Laws, and then having the voice, and then playing off Holly and having her calmers down and arguing and putting a little bit of a gruff voice on for No Life Laws to distinguish himself. Like, all that stuff was definitely different to what I originally envisioned. It's just as it came along, I kind of retconned a little bit.
Oh, yeah. And you kind of have to, then that's, again, that's role play. You got to kind of change it up to fit the situations that occur.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like most people, like, and I think you said this, Jazz, most people just say they flew out from a different city. I went, no, I crossed dimensions, motherfucker.
Right.
I went the hardest route. But, yeah.
But even for new laws, I mean, we can go, you know, for the Stardust laws, which is the no life laws.
Yeah. He
it could just be. And then, yeah, he went through a portal. The Jax put him back together and gave him a body. But as such, there are consequences.
Yeah. I mean, that could be the thing. And, like, I don't know how you're going to play Nick in Stardust, because you briefly appeared in Insurgency before all the stuff kind of made it hard for you to play Nick. So I don't know if you just, like, flew out to a different city and then it's like, oh, it's Stardust. You've been there, being medical director and doing your shit there.
I mean, Nick said he cloned himself multiple times.
No, I took the hearts that we cloned, shoved them in me, and took all the drugs and fun stuff that I could, hopped into the MRI machine, and then hoped for the best.
And then popped up. Which, how do we get him back from that? So it's just like, maybe, like, me getting pulled back triggered pulling Nick back as well.
Right. And I haven't really heard what the, if we were going to have a storyline of what happened from No Life to Stardust. It kind of got.
I think it depends on the person and their role play that they want to do, which is why I told Laws, like, if there is a 5-year skip, like, technically, like, when we come back from, like, No Life could have ended in 2015. So then, like, 2020 is when all of this starts happening, and then, like, we can go from there, sort of thing. So I think it really depends on the person.
Right. Like, some people have been like, oh, it's just going to be like an alternate reality. Some people have been like, well, it's just, you know, the No Life exploded. Now they've rebuilt the city, so everything's kind of starting fresh.
Yeah. I just, I don't want to, like, fuck up someone else's, like, RP with my, like, it's a time skip or whatever. I kind of want to be on board with everyone else's.
Yeah. No, if anything, like, you can say, like, this is the last thing you knew, and then you're all of a sudden it's 5 years later for you. It shouldn't ruin anybody else's, and if it does, then they need to learn how to play.
Well, I could say, like, feels like it's been 5 years. I don't know how long it's been.
Mm-hmm. Right, or it feels like it's been ages since I've seen you.
Yeah,
exactly.
But some people will just want to do it where they've, like, oh, I don't know you at all. I've never seen you, even though they were from No Life and it's the same character.
Yeah.
And then you just go, oh, I must be mistaking you for somebody else.
But yeah,
exactly.
And then you just go from there.
I'm pretty sure Nora and Frankie, though, are going to be like, we know Laws. Because
It
was so much fun hanging out with those guys when we did Benny's and that. Lemon's going to be Lemon no matter what. He's multidimensional.
Oh, God, yeah.
So that's going to be fun. I've just seen what time it is, so I'm not going to keep you guys too much longer, because I know we've got the Trying to Laugh stuff coming up. And I need to put these two bits of the podcast together and then smush them out in one big go. So,
yeah, you have fun with that.
Yeah, I will. But yeah, it's been fun to talk about the RP stuff. I know, like, we touched on it at the end of the actual main podcast that, like, some servers have got ridiculous rules, and then you've talked about it more. But I think, and I know River told me this when I watched the stream the other day, that as long as it doesn't affect the general populace and you're not forcing it down everyone's throats, get on with it.
Right. And if it's something we can do, we'll make it happen.
Yeah. And it's like, if it's going to be something mental, then I would obviously go to an admin and go, look, we want to do this really crazy fucking thing. How do we go? Yeah. And then if they say no, then we'll rework it. Because
right.
I don't want to be like saying I want, because that's the thing, I never want admin powers. I never want to be able to ghost or teleport anywhere. But
I do, it's fun.
But if I have the option for people around me to do that to me, then that'd be funny. Because, like,
that's kinky.
Getting kidnapped and then returning from the Jack experience. Like, literally, the beginning of the stream, if you watch that return, I am literally in the basement of the mansion that, like, Nova and DJ and everyone else lived in. I'm in like
Excuse me, you forgot about me.
And Sammy as well.
Wow.
I was literally in the tiniest like jail cell area that's hid deep underneath that I don't even know how to get into.
You were staring at a wall.
Yeah, and I was staring at a wall in first person, so I deliberately didn't give anything away. And then when Jazz and who the fuck else was it that was there? Oh, okay, yeah, that person. When they were ready, I just appeared in front of them and then did my bit.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like, that was staged, but staged in a way where all I wanted them to do was teleport me to them, and then that was going to be it. They didn't know what I was going to do afterwards. So when I pull my shotgun out and just start going, who the fuck are you? Whoa, whoa. And then you're like, oh no, that's your real friends. They actually know you. You're real. You're not cake
right.
anymore. And it's just like me freaking out was me then doing the bit I needed to do and riffing off everyone else and how they went crazy and stuff. And then like the mountain lion randomly turning up and us getting killed by that. That was all fun and really just mental. And then like, I think the biggest thing that I always love to say that no one would like a candy world if you go to wipe your ass and you can't wipe your ass on a proper toilet roll.
Right.
Oh my goodness. Yep.
Yeah. Because I think that was the thing straight after for like a week or two after, everyone was like, oh, you went to a candy world? That's awesome. And I'm like, no. So what do you mean?
No.
Have you ever tried wiping your ass on candy toilet roll? And they're like, oh, yeah, that's awesome. So I love being able to deflate people on the fact that everyone thought it was like a holiday and really cool. So,
right.
But yeah, okay, let's wrap this up because you guys have got to go and do your things and I've got to do my things. Thank you very much for this little supplemental RP section that we did. Bio, you are Biotech Gaming on Twitch. You stream Nick Scratch, Gertrude Dumney, a.k.a. Gam Gam, or Barkley Wolferson, Barkley the Dog. And yeah, hopefully we'll have more times where we can get you in the podcast and do stuff with you as well, because it's always fun to have you about.
And not in kinky ways.
You always have to go gutter, don't you, Jazz?
Always.
Always. All right, and with that, I'd like to say thank you all for listening to this extra bit that we've chucked in. And we'll catch you all next time. Bye.